Overall crime is down, but there have been some violent attacks on innocent people here in the nation's capital. The issue of self-defense is a very personal one for many of us, including Emily Miller, who's senior editor for Opinion for the Washington Times. She's joining us live this morning. Emily, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Thank you. You've written fairly provocatively about a threat that you received and your effort to try to buy and register a gun in D.C. and then get mace or some way of protecting yourself after you felt so threatened. Tell us about this threat.
Well, from a personal level, I was in a home. It wasn't my own. Taking care of a friend's dog, and I walked in. I was walking the dog, and I walked in and found a robber who looked, you know, bloodshot eyes, and you know, looked like he was probably on drugs in the home. And in the end, to make a long story short, I was not hurt. He did get my wallet. He left. There were about 18 other men on the street waiting with him. And that spurred me to want to get a gun because I felt so unsafe at home and had to go through so many hoops in D.C. to get a gun. And this was a year ago. I started it. It took me 4 months, and the fees were $425. It was just a ridiculous amount, and that was just to keep the gun at home. Now we've got this case in D.C. where actually all crime is up 4%. Violent crime is up this year alone 8%. And, you know, that's things like robbery with a gun, 20%. I mean, that's what the big jumps are, things like that, sexual abuse, sexual assaults, 47%. So the numbers are just incredible. And I personally got a call from an anonymous caller. This was while I was in the waiting period for my gun in February, and the caller said, you know, things I can't say on your radio.
Right. Do you think it was this guy that you encountered in the home?
No, I don't. I don't. I think it was separate. I think it might have been related to my writing so much about guns. I really don't know. And the police did not figure out who it was, but the person threatened to kill me and terrified me, absolutely terrified me.
And at this point, you were still waiting for your gun, and you decided you wanted to use mace.
Right. So I went to the police station, reported, even though the caller threatened me about that. I said to the police officer in my local district, I said, well, should I get mace? Will that help protect me? And she said, well, if you get mace, you have to register it with the city. And this, I couldn't believe it. I said, registered mace? It ends up that you have to, in D.C., it's the only place in the country that does this. You have to register mace in the same office you do the firearms, the gun registry office, and so that they have a record of it. And so this is what I'm writing now in a four-piece series in the Washington Times, is about how ridiculous this is. With the level of crime up in this city so high, we are not allowed to carry guns on the streets, which the criminals know. That's why they use guns to steal our iPhones, and that's why they use guns to attack us, because they know.
So let me ask you this then, Emily. Having gone through what you did, feeling like a victim because of the threats, what would you advocate that might make you feel more confident about living and working in the area?
Two things. One is obviously remove this ridiculous registration for mace law. If anybody wants to carry mace to defend themselves, it should be easily bought in this city, and they should be able to carry it. Secondly, and this is a longer-term issue that obviously will have to go through the courts, but there needs to be some sort of carry laws allowed in the city. It's the only place in the country where the criminals know that nobody is carrying a gun. If there's just the slightest percentage, I think it's 3% the studies have shown, of people carrying guns, that is enough of a deterrent for people to stop attacking us on the streets.
Interesting proposition. I hope your situation gets less stressful in the coming weeks, Emily.
That's so kind. Thank you.
Emily Miller, senior editor for Opinion for the Washington Times.
It is time for Tucker Eccles of the Washington Business Journal. Got some good news that, well, fill a belly for you as well.
Shoppers are going to like this, Mike. More Wegmans are coming our way. The Rochester-based grocer is planning to open 3 new stores in the Washington area. They'll be in Germantown, Alexandria, and opening next month in Crofton, Maryland. There is a welcome trend in auto sales, too. Young buyers are back. USA Today reporting that after years of decline, Purchases by buyers aged 18 to 35 are climbing, and that is key because young buyers typically become repeat buyers year after year after year. And look out, Angry Birds. Rovio, the maker of the wildly popular Angry Birds video game, is launching a spinoff. It's called Bad Piggies. And in this one, the piggies take revenge on the slingshotted birds who blasted their fortresses in the original game. We're not going to get blasted at the opening bell. We're going to make some money. Stock futures are higher. The S&P contract up 7. From the Washington Business Journal, I'm Tucker Eccles on WTOP.
All right, Tucker, 827.
Hi, I'm Dan Kish, head chef at Panera Bread, here to tell you about the new roasted turkey and cranberry panini. Of course, the star of the show is the roasted turkey, the way it's raised, the vegetarian diet, no antibiotics, and the way we cook it, long and slow, to capture the moisture that's naturally there. So when you bite into this sandwich, you've got the roasted turkey, but you've got the bright notes of the cranberry. Sometimes you just want simple comfort, and that's what you taste. Panera Bread, make today better. And don't forget Panera for all your catering needs.
Today's ISR and Threat Detection Report is brought to you by FLIR Systems.
The White House says President Barack Obama considers the deadly assault on the U.S. consulate in Libya a terrorist attack. White House spokesman Jay Carney says, quote, certainly the case is, in our view, as an administration and the president's view, it was a terrorist attack. Four Americans were killed in the attack, including Chris Stevens, the U.S. ambassador to Libya. I'm J.J. Green.
When lives are at stake, you need technology you can count on. FLIR Systems' legacy of life-saving thermal imaging sensors continues through their offering of full-spectrum chemical, biological, radiation, and explosive threat detection systems and beyond-the-fence perimeter security solutions. Visit FLIR.com to learn more. FLIR Systems, because it's not just your job, it's your life. It's 8:28.
103.5 WTOP Radio. Traffic and weather together on the 8th.
New problems on 66. First eastbound, very slow out of Gainesville into Manassas towards 234 Business, with the activity off the roadway still drawing the attention. Delays into Centerville and from Monument towards 123. Now before Nutley Street, a crash blocks the right lane. Inside the Beltway, on the brakes near Route 7 towards Washington Boulevard, and westbound, your usual slow spot from Glebe towards Sycamore. Southbound George Washington Parkway still slows from before near 123, actually, to before the overlooks. There had been a crash along the right side. That's been moved out of the roadway. All activity on the shoulder. You'll be slow again before Spout Run to the Key Bridge. Northbound side heavy near the Memorial Bridge to Spout Run. Helping us to give you the most accurate traffic reports, WTOP traffic spotters are provided by Fitzgerald Auto Malls. I'm Rita Kessler, WTOP traffic.
We'll have some clouds around early. Best chance for some showers and storms later in the day. We will have some sunshine in the mix in between. Temperatures in the low 80s. 60s tonight with some scattered showers and storms. Tomorrow, more isolated showers. Otherwise, a partly sunny day for your Friday with temperatures a little cooler in the upper 70s. Mid to upper 70s with a stray shower possible as well for the day on Saturday. Weather update around the clock on WTOP. I'm ABC7's Brian Vandegraff.